From flower power to neon lights, Retro Radio and Ottawa Station.
The Beatles are here!
60 years ago, they arrived in New York City.
This is John Paul
George Ringo here.
It's the best of times here on Retro Radio. I'm Skip Kelly, and you are in for a treat. It's February 9th, 2024, and exactly 60 years ago, on February 9th, 1964, at exactly 8 o'clock p.m., 73 million viewers were gathered in front of their TV sets to witness the Beatles' very first live performance on U.S. soil. That evening, 60% of televisions turned on were tuned in to the Ed Sullivan Show. I think it's important to note that this event occurred just 77 days after President Kennedy's assassination, which provided a much-needed diversion for a grieving nation. The appearance of these four young musicians from Liverpool marked a significant moment in television history, in music history, and in cultural history, with the memory of that night still vivid for many of us, even 60 years later. I hope you enjoy the next hour of music and memories with all of us here at Retro Radio.
On February 7th, 1964, Pan Am Yankee Clipper Flight 101 rolls into JFK Airport. On board are four musicians from Liverpool, England. 3,000 American fans have turned out to greet the Beatles.
Ringo, George, John.
Can we have a last
John.
Their single, I Wanna Hold Your Hand, has just hit the top of the American charts, where it will stay for 7 weeks.
It's not true.
Their British humor charms the hordes of reporters.
Do you want to get a haircut at all?
No, thanks.
I had one yesterday.
That's no lie.
It's true.
Their mod suits and bowl haircuts give them a rebellious look. They're adored by the girls.
Oh, I want to kiss one of them. I love them.
Boys are equally enraptured by this new sound and style. On February 9th, hundreds line up to see the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Live from New York, the Ed Sullivan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Is Retro Radio celebrating 60 years of the Beatles?
She loves you, yeah.
I'd like to ask your help. The people in the cheaper seats, clap your hands. And the rest of us, rattle your jewels.
They showed up 60 years ago tonight. It's the Fab Four on Retro Radio.
Help, I need somebody.
I hope you're enjoying the Beatles 60 Years in America special on Retro Radio with us tonight. I'm Skip Kelly. This next song was released on the 1969 album Abbey Road, though it was never released as a single anywhere other than Japan, where it was used as a B-side to Oh Darling. George Harrison wrote this one, sitting in Eric Clapton's garden one day, using one of Clapton's acoustic guitars. Here comes the sun on Retro Radio.
Here comes the sun.
This is Retro Radio.
This is John Paul
George Ringo here.
A very big thank you to everybody for coming along here today and making it, well, you know, you made the show anyway. Wonderful audience.
Ringo, okay, thanks. Did you think of the title of A Hard Day's Night?
Yes.
How did you do it?
I don't know. It just came out. We went to do a job and we worked all day and we happened to work all night and I came out still thinking it was day, I suppose, and said, it's been a hard day. Looked around, it was dark and said, night. So we came to A Hard Day's Night.
It's been a hard day.
showed up 60 years ago tonight.
These youngsters from Liverpool.
It's the Fab Four on Retro Radio.
The Beatles!
Penny Lane, there is a barber shop for nice guys. Penny Lane.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Beatles 60 Years in America here on Retro Radio. Here's another one written by George Harrison from the Abbey Road album. This is Something.
Something in the way she moves.
This is Retro Radio.
I used to go out to John's house in Weybridge to write songs. And at that particular time, I had been busted for speeding. So I had to have a driver to take me out there. And we were chatting on the way. I remember saying to the guy, well, how you been? You know, you been busy? And he said, oh, yeah, mate. He said, I've been working 8 days a week. And then went into John's house and said, right, I've got the title, 8 days a week. And we wrote it there and then.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. 8 days a week.
Turn up the volume on Retro Radio.
Rumors around that this is Britain's revenge for the Boston Tea Party. 3,000 screaming teenagers are at New York's Kennedy Airport to greet, you guessed it, the Beatles. This rock and roll group has taken over as the kingpins of musical appreciation among the younger element. Some music critics call their harmony unmistakably diatonic. Others say it's pandiatomic. Parents say it's just plain pandemonium. Their first meeting with the American press brings forth an interview laced with quips and humor. You'd laugh, too, with a gross of $17 million last year. New York City cops are hard-pressed protecting the Beatles at their hotel. On every side, there is hero worship that recalls the heydays of Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra. With one Beatle bedded with a sore throat, three of the quartet taken airing in Central Park. There was absolutely no truth to the rumor that the zoo's laughing hyena was driven underground.
As you can imagine, it was pretty crazy back then. This was the first Beatles song in the Billboard Hot 100, reaching number one in May of 1964. They would go on to earn 19 more number ones. It's Love Me Do on Retro Radio.
This is Retro Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show when I was 16 years old, and it was the most wonderful day of my life.
There was an electric feeling in the air.
It was just a tremendous rush.
And when they came on stage with those dazzling smiles and that incredible music, I just started to scream.
The curtains went up, and the Beatles were standing there on stage. I couldn't believe my eyes. There was John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and I just started screaming.
They were all there. John, Paul, Ringo, George.
Ringo was there.
Paul, George,
Ringo.
John, Ringo. Ringo, and Paul, and George, and John. Paul.
John was there.
And George.
I mean, oh my God.
Paul stepped up to the microphone, and suddenly the music stopped. And Paul said, now there will be European lasso tricks with my fabulous length of rope. And Paul took a small length of rope out of his pocket and started swinging it over his head.
He slapped the rope on the ground, and he held the rope up over his head. Those were the two tricks. Paul was gorgeous, and I whispered, Paul is gorgeous. And Paul heard me whisper it, and he got shy and played the rest of the show standing behind a fern.
When the Beatles were finished playing their song, song, the God of the Beatles came onto the stage so Ed Sullivan could interview him. The God of the Beatles told Ed that he was very proud of the Beatles and he was going to reward them by letting them take their shirts off behind the mall.
After the show, I snuck backstage and got into the Beatles' dressing room. And Paul whispered to me, "I have something for you." And he gently took my hand and he dipped it in a bucket of soapy water. And I never took it out.
I still think about that day every time I listen to the Beatles on the radio.
I love my bucket from Paul. It's something I'll cherish forever.
The best of times remembered on Retro Radio.
I'd like to ask your help.
The people in the cheaper seats, clap your hands. And the rest of us, rattle your jewels.
They showed up 60 years ago tonight. It's the Fab Four on Retro Radio.
Earth, Wind & Fire recorded a funky new version of that song right there for the 1978 movie Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Now, the soundtrack was a huge success, but the movie, which starred Peter Frampton, the Bee Gees, and Aerosmith, was a huge flop. I'm Skip Kelly. Hope you're enjoying the Beatles' 60 Years in America with us tonight. Here's another chart topper. It's the title track from the 1970 Let It Be album right here on Retro Radio.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary calls.
This is Retro Radio.
I love the Beatles.
They showed up 60 years ago tonight.
Well, I've always been a Beatles fan.
Thank you all very much. God bless.
Here are the Beatles!
The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences presents the best on record.
Tonight, from Hollywood, New York, and London.
Best on record.
Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences.
The annual Grammy Awards.
The annual Grammy Awards.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world. Radio City, the 18th annual.
23rd annual.
The 27th annual.
33rd.
34th annual Grammy Awards.
It's with much pride that I introduce the Beatles, singing the nomination for the best record of the year, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude. Don't make it bad.
It's our special presentation of the Beatles' 60 Years in America here on Retro Radio. And this song is the most covered pop song of all time with over 3,000 versions recorded, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Oh, I believe. Yesterday,
live from New York, the Ed Sullivan Show.
60 years ago, they graced the Ed Sullivan stage for the first time, and Ringo remembers.
It was exciting. We were booked on Ed Sullivan Show, like, you know, 6 months in advance, but by the time we got to New York, we were number one in the charts. You know, no one knew that. He just took a chance on us. And so we came in and really right at, you know, the height of the madness, and it was good.
This is John
Paul George.
Ringo here.
They showed up 60 years ago tonight. It's the Fab Four on Retro Radio.
Come Together is me writing obscurely around an old Chuck Berry thing. It's one of my favorite Beatle tracks. It's funky, it's bluesy, and I'm singing it pretty well. And I like the sound of the record. You can dance to it.
Thank you for coming together with us tonight here at Retro Radio for our special presentation of the Beatles' 60 Years in America. They showed up on our soil 60 years ago, and 60 years ago tonight, it was their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. Appreciate you being here. I'm Skip Kelly. Let's rock and let's roll with the Fab Four right now. It's Revolution on Retro Radio.
You say you want a revolution.
From flower power to neon lights.
I certainly hope you enjoyed our Beatles 60 Years in America special. We want to know what you think, so download the Audilis app, click on Retro Radio, hit the red microphone button, and you can record a voice comment.
Retro Radio, an Audilis station.